How many football matches did you watch last weekend?
Just five.
Just five? That's far too many. I watched two, and my family thinks that's too many.
Maybe watching five matches was one too many, but I just can't watch enough football at the weekend.
Do you have enough time to do anything else?
Not last weekend. I don't think I even got the chance to brush my teeth.
That's so disgusting. Not good enough, Rich.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about things that we should do more and things that we should do less.
We're focusing on grammar, and we're going to look at how we use two very common words. These words are to and enough.
You might have noticed that we used these words a few times at the beginning of the podcast.
I said that Rich watches too much football, but I'm not sure he agrees. He probably thinks that he doesn't watch enough.
That's right. I still remember my sister's wedding 2 years ago. The wedding was the same time as an important Liverpool match.
Don't tell me you watched the match.
No, I'm not that bad, but I did check the score a few times on my phone.
Anyway, this is the language that we're looking at this week. Sometimes these words are a little confusing.
Don't forget, there's more information about the language we use on the page below, and activities to help you understand.
Make sure you listen to the end of the podcast because we've got another football phrase for you as well. Morning, Rich. Are you ready to get on with the podcast?
Jack, you've already been to the gym, haven't you? I'm too tired to do this now.
Come on, wakey wakey.
Oh, I'm so tired, Jack. I think I must be coming down with something.
Come on, you're not sick. Let's have a think about what it could be. You're probably not getting enough exercise. I was in the gym at 7 this morning.
7? I'm not energetic enough in the morning to do that. I'm not a morning person.
You could go in the evening or the afternoon. I'm sure you're not too busy.
Actually, I'm not sure if I have enough time.
All right. What about diet? Are you getting enough fibre? Is that a bacon sandwich and bag of sweets I can see? Too many of those are not good.
No, you're probably right. But I don't think I eat too many sweets and bacon sandwiches. I actually think I eat enough fibre, lots of fruit and vegetables.
Well, maybe you're not organised enough. Do you plan your meals? Do you have 3 meals a day?
Maybe you're onto something there, but I still don't know why I'm so tired all the time.
If you can't sleep, maybe it's the temperature in your bedroom. It shouldn't be too hot or too cold. If it's just the right temperature, it will help you sleep.
Maybe that's it. It might be that I don't get enough sleep.
That's the obvious reason. How much sleep do you get?
Well, I was watching a bit of Brazilian football last night. You know, with the time difference and everything, the match didn't start until midnight.
Too tired. Well, that's why, isn't it? You're watching too much football.
Before we start looking at how we use the words to and enough, I've got a joke for everyone.
Really? Not another one.
It's a really good one, and it's connected to the language we're looking at this week.
Go on then, if you must.
Right. Why do French people never have 2 eggs for breakfast?
I don't know. Why do French people never have 2 eggs for breakfast?
because one egg's enough.
I don't get it.
One in French, un, and egg in French is ouf. One egg is enough, 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 enough. Do you get it?
Yes, I get it. Oh, that's enough. Enough now.
In the last section, Jack and I spoke about things that I should be doing more or less of. Jack told me that I eat too many sweets, and he told me that I didn't get enough sleep.
And when we were speaking, we used the words too and enough quite a lot.
Let's look at the word too, which is spelt T-O-O. It's very common. Have a listen to this sentence. You will hear the word two three times, but only one is spelled T-O-O. Which one is it?
Two players were too tired to carry on.
Listen again.
Two players were too tired to carry on.
It's the second one. Too tired. Two with a double O.
Two means more than is necessary or more than you want. Rich was too tired. He wanted to be less tired.
Some common uses are you're too old or too young to do something, or a jumper or pair of shoes might be too big for you.
In these examples, too is followed by an adjective. It can also be followed by an adverb. You could say, don't work too hard, or don't walk too fast.
When we use too with much or many, too is followed by a noun. I eat too many bacon sandwiches. Jack said that I watch too much football.
A common structure with too is too plus adjective plus infinitive. For example, it's too cold to play football, or he's too young to drink wine.
In all of these examples, too means the same. More than is necessary, or more than you want.
Hold on. I'm confused. I'm confused. What about too and so? I sometimes hear learners saying, he has too many friends, or I am too happy. These are wrong, but why?
It's because too is used to describe something that's negative. It would be strange for someone to say they have too many friends, or they were too happy. Who wants to have fewer friends, or be less happy?
So, which word should we use?
That word.
Which word?
So. We should say she has so many friends, or I'm so happy.
Aha, that's cleared things up. I'm not confused anymore.
Let's look at the word enough now, which is spelled E-N-O-U-G-H. The spelling is a bit complicated. O-U-G-H is a common cluster in English, and there are lots of ways to say it. There's an activity and a worksheet on the podcast page if you want to know more.
Earlier, Rich said that he didn't have enough time to go to the gym, and he wasn't energetic enough in the morning.
We use the word enough to say that we have as much as we need or want.
It's probably more common in negative sentences, like when Rich said he doesn't have enough time. He doesn't have as much time as he needs.
We can use an adjective or an adverb plus enough.
Rich said he isn't energetic enough. Some other examples might be the player isn't fit or good enough, or you didn't do your exam well enough, or quickly enough, or carefully enough.
So, enough goes after an adjective or an adverb. But when we use enough with nouns, enough goes before the noun.
I don't have enough time, and I don't have enough money are common examples.
It's the same when we use verbs. You can say someone doesn't eat enough fruit or sleep enough.
It's important to remember that in all these cases, enough means sufficient, or in negative sentences, not as much as you need.
At the bottom of the page, we ask you some questions about your life. We want you to tell us a few things that you do too much and a few things that you don't do enough.
Write your answers in the comments section and respond to other listeners. Do you have the same problems?
This week's task is some sentence transformations. These are language activities that are very common in English exams.
You have to read or listen to a sentence, and then you have to rewrite the sentence using a keyword. The only problem is that you can't change the meaning of the original sentence.
There are some sentences with gaps on the podcast page on Premier Skills English. But for those of you who are just listening, you'll have to work a bit harder.
We want you to try to change the following sentences using to or enough.
We've got five of them for you.
Number one, change this sentence and use the word to.
I couldn't hear what the referee was saying because the crowd was shouting so much.
Number two, change this sentence and use the word enough.
The player couldn't see over the wall because he was so small.
Number three, change this sentence and use the word enough.
We need more goals if we want to qualify for the next round.
Number four, change this sentence and use the word to.
I didn't go into the stadium because it was packed and there were no seats left.
Number five, change this sentence and use the word to.
I didn't buy the camera because I couldn't afford it.
Some of those were a bit difficult. Listen to them again or look at them on the podcast page and write your answers in the comments section.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. Last week's phrase was to make your debut. It means to play for a team for the first time.
Well done to Lubomir Sabanaleg and Vialinka from Ukraine, Leika Wang from China, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, MS Abul Safa from Egypt, DVD 023 from Spain, Hariyuki from Japan, and Kaniawan 2805 from Indonesia. You all got the right answer. What's this week's phrase, Jack?
This week's phrase is to... This phrase is used to describe what an attacking team needs to do to score against a team that defends a lot. The attacking team has to create chances to score, but this is difficult against a team that defends a lot. The attacking team has to... An example could be Manchester United eventually... The opposition... And scored in the 88th minute. They won 1-0.
That's quite difficult. A phrasal verb and a football word.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Also, if you're listening to us on iTunes, it would be great to hear from you. If you are on iTunes, write us a review and tell us where you're from and what you think of the podcast. We'll mention you in next week's show.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.